What it is, what it was, it's your boy Herb Burrito, and you know the deal, you're at the parlor with Potter. Today is, what is it, Manic Mondebs once again? Manic Mondebs, June 4th, 2018, holy shit, the year is just going right by us. I got this mongoloid fucking backwood that rolled fucking half GDP. Half pie ho. And we got some Gap Band playing in the background. Woo. My God. This is hitting like a champ. Okay. Alright. You can turn that down a little bit. Get into the late night dab chat. Haven't started yet, but I got it. We're gonna go grab the rig, pull out some fucking jewelry and toolery, maybe some diamonds. But it's blunt though. This is nice. We got Monstro knocked out on the fucking green couch. Little Ray Dog's in the house. And we're right here just chilling in the late night. I was on my Instagram earlier, and I seen, let's see if we can go on right now. Man, let me squeeze on there real quick, like. This blunto, I tell you, something special. What the heck am I talking about? Dwight Clark, that's who it was. Dwight Clark of the 49ers. Most notably known for the catch against the Cowboys. I forgot what Super Bowl that was, but Joe Montana. Dwight Clark. Rest easy, young man. He must have lived a good life, a long life. And that's what we wish upon all of you. I wish that for all of you guys, that you live a long life. A long, prosperous life. Okay, we're going to switch up the speed on the music, though. It was about to get into this old school groove with the Gap Band. And I knew it, see? They're going to slide you into some, like, Al B. Sure. And I'm an R&B thug, man. I love this shit. So we're going to let it play while I find the next song. Now, if you don't know, you should. I'll be sure I was killing the game when this song came out. And for real, though, videos were killing the game at this time. The swag is on 1,000%. I'll be sure. R&B thugging. Doing his thing out there in NYC. You already know. About you. That was the shit. R&B has still moved on and still kept that fucking soulful sound. This, though. This was in the early 90s. And this changed the game right here. Not changed the game, but it was a different sound. Dance routines, wild hair, rayon shirts, denim fucking setups. You know what I mean? The B-boys were starting to gain a little bit of style. You know what I mean? Fucking Oak Tree became like the most popular store. JW. Oak Tree. Did I say Oak Tree? You got a bunch of young kids over at Macy's getting cardigans. Hey man, that was styling though, man. If you know what styling was about in that time, that was it. And it's funny because the trends now, they're coming back around. These trends, they make their rounds. We make the rounds, definitely. And you see some of it, you know. But that's the thing with trends. You know, they come, they go. Just spot them and ride with them. So you know the routine, man. What it is, what it wasn't. What y'all smoking on. What you want to be smoking on. What you smoking out of. I got myself a little mixture right here of Piho and Granddaddy Purple rolled into a Backwood Russian Cream cigar. And it is something special. I'm just about 3/4 of the way done. And I'll be sure it's killing it right here. Oh, I gotta pick the next song. What am I doing? Now I can feel, I understand how the DJs are. The DJ's life. On the move again. Getting the next song queued up. Get it queued up. I'll be sure you can. But you know who we're going to put on? Today is El DeBarge's birthday, wasn't it? If I'm correct. El DeBarge. So we're going to play some El DeBarge. And one of the most notable songs. You may remember this song from... You may remember this song from the movie... The Last Dragon. Bruce Leroy. What's up, though? This is the jam right here. Let's get it. We're gonna take a quick second, let y'all vibe to that. I gotta open up a door. It's kind of cloudy in here. The Last Dragon, Bruce Leroy, Ernie Reyes Jr. Oh. That's some fucking R&B thuggin'. Not even R&B thuggin', this fucking, the rhythm of the night, man. Fucking El DeBarge. What a talent. And you know, I think the appealing thing of this song is what you're hearing right now. Aside from that sultry voice, the boy had a voice like velvet. The style of the 80s was gangsta as fuck. That's true expression, fucking originality. Setting yourself aside from the crowd. You got brothers looking like a fucking... True about this, the name of the club that they're dancing in front of in this song is called Drake's. Anywho, what I'm saying is that you got brothers dressed like half fucking Michael Jackson, half Bruce Lee in a combo, and it works. It's all good. My man right here looking like the schoolboy kid, but he got his hat turned backwards. Doing it. Back in the day, you know, when making a music video, you gotta have a great dance routine. And usually these scenes take place like in a city street, a neighborhood, you know, and at the block party. Get El DeBarge. This blunt is still going, you guys. It tastes all pie-ho-y. The GDP was on the top. Pie-ho-y. We're just being foolish. Get it, Elder Barge. But he knows, you know, with a great voice like that, they couldn't take on young Michael. They ain't taking on young Michael. Alright, with that being said, I'm gonna grab me a drink. Catch my breath. And we'll be right back after these dab seconds. You're at the parlor with Potter. Let's fucking get it. Yo, we're back, and we just got finished fighting a match on Fight Night Champ. I have a cigarette here. I fucking won by DQ because this guy decided to play sore loser. Decided to play sore loser and started headbutting and low blowing me. So right now our current record is 2-2, one win by KO, one by DQ. Let's hook up some boxer attributes. I'm gonna change my stance also. And I need to up my jab. But anywho, I'm gonna go to my boxer. We're gonna edit. We're gonna make his stance just a little bit more stand up. Got a pretty good stance right now. But this Philly show is getting me hit in the face, so I'm thinking about switching to textbook. But when you're in the Philly show, your right arm's already cocked back, and if you play the counterpuncher, put yourself in good position. Kind of like Floyd Mayweather, how he does his shoulder roll. I might need a little bit faster punch set. Maybe go with speed. We're gonna go with this stance right here. We're gonna get one more fight in. We'll bring you guys along for this one. The last one wasn't recorded. I fucked up, but that was a good match. That shit went to the 10th round, but he decided to play puss-puss and start low-blowing and headbutting. I didn't stoop to the level. He ended up getting himself DQ'd. He couldn't bear with himself to lose by a knockout. So he decided to go the coward route. So right now we're looking for a heavyweight match. I've seen a slow progression in players playing on this game now that they brought it back to the Xbox Marketplace. Arcade Place, excuse me. So it's a cool thing. People still watch boxing. People still love boxing. All right, here we go. While this is all loading up, I'm going to get a dab real quick set up. I'm going to use my Dr. Dabber Bolt because time is against us right now. And this is a very convenient way of dabbing, real easy and simple. No torch needed. Just put it together and pop your dab in there. So I'm going to fill up this bowl. And we're going to get a dab in. Let me get you in with the intros.
Hogan's making his way to the ring right now, and you can just see in his eyes what his intentions are tonight.
In the fourth corner, hailing out of Manchester, the Hitman Pearson. And his opponent was the corner, fighting the onslaught, Smokey.
We went over the rules in the dressing room. Let's have a good, clean fight. Touch them up.
We'll get to know you here in the opening round scheduled for 10. Early on here, we're going to focus in on a lot of what these fighters have to offer. But when you look at him right away, Teddy, you notice his commitment to the body. That straight shot to the body of his.
Well, that's because he's been talking to his banker. You know, body work is like going to the bank. You know, putting money in the bank. You get interest.
Oh, my man was slugging.
With that right hand. You see him with the left of the head there? Smokin's trying to survive this. He is taking a beating right now. That one good shot came in and rocked him.
And that's the problem with his defense right now. You know, he's trying to block
man
those shots.
Man fucking coming
you
hard.
You can't block two, three,
heavy
four, five,
punches.
Six shots at a time. They get through.
There's a straight right hand. Smokin's putting forth that hard work he did in training camp there, landing a crisp combination. Halfway through round number one. He is
damn, this guy's
badly
fucking
there. He may
a
hit the
beast.
Floor. Boxer versus brawler, a lot of people will think back to Muhammad Ali versus Sonny Liston. And it's very easy to see. You go back and you watch that fight of what one guy can do and what one guy can't.
And you look at the mental aspects of it too. You know, it kind of fits in. The brawler is a guy who's frowning, you know, he's putting on that kind of mean face. And the guy who's the boxer, he's a jovial guy, he's the one who's clowning around a little bit. He wants to have fun, he wants to be left alone. The guy who's making those faces, he wants to get in close.
And now he scores well with a straight right.
Damn.
Last 10 seconds of this first round. And we come to the end of round number one. We come to the end of this round, and likely a much needed break for these two warriors because they have been non-stop.
No, they don't know how to fight any other way. They came in, they introduced themselves in the middle of the ring, and they've been there all night.
Hey, listen, he's going to come forward this round. Keep that jab moving. Keep him away from me, all right? I need you to keep him.
Smokin's fine. I'm looking at him starting this round right now, coming off a round where he was rocked. And I'm telling you, he looks perfectly good. A little something for his opponent after getting tagged. Smokin's combination punching working out well there. He landed three solid shots. Up top with the right hand. Look at this, another power punch able to land. We're early on in this fight. He's going for it.
Yeah, you wonder if he's got a call waiting outside.
A well-placed overhand right. And you see what he can do when he sends that right to the head. A stabbing right hand by Smokin. Smokin's showing you that sublime skill right now with that two-punch combo. Halfway through round number two. Blocks one and then brings his own bazooka. He returns the favor with a right hand of his own. And now he's targeting upstairs. Off to the side, a little swing and a miss going upstairs. Pearson's got to deal with a cut cheek.
down those fucking those bombs.
Wow, stunned moments ago, but now somehow, some way, surviving well.
You know, Joe, I had a fighter once that got dropped in a round, and he wasn't doing real good up to that point. After that, he fought better. He boxed better, he fought better defensively, and when the fight was over, I said, good job. You know, he whispered to me. He whispered, did I get knocked out?
Man, broke my nose.
Yeah, he did. He didn't know what had happened. I realized then he was fighting on instinct the rest of the night.
Amazing story.
Keep moving out there. As soon as you start moving. Okay, listen. You can throw him off with some head movement. That's it. Throw him off with head movement.
So a fresh fight is underway, but is it a fresh fighter? Smokin's corner is hoping so. Based on what we saw at the end of the last round, who knows?
Well, his corner should also be hoping that his opponent across the way doesn't come out here like the executioner to get this over with. Because if he does, I think it's over.
If that keeps up, this is going to be a good night. The right hand scored by Pearson. Smokin's tagged by that powerful hook.
Defense! More defense!
A stabbing right hand comes in by Pearson. Pearson's way off the mark. That punch didn't have a chance.
That's it!
Right hand downstairs. Coming to the halfway point of this third round. Good scoring shot. It was a straight right. Smokin's been able to hit that target with that straight punch consistently all night long.
Yeah, and he's gotten a little bit.
Wow, what a right hand he just got caught by. And he's looking to tie up. Look at this swarming attack. Pearson. Oh, that's gotta hurt. He is down. Now, can he beat the count? Pearson's back up on his feet. Now, what will be interesting to see here is how he reacts in the next few moments. Accuracy an issue there. Didn't land that straight right hand. And you see what he can do when he sends that right to the head. The Hitman! Big shot. He goes down in the later stages of this round. He's going to try to survive it. The end of round three.
Keep your hands up. Listen, I'm not going to stand here and watch you take those shots. You understand me? Let's see some defense and more punches. This is a wipeout. You are winning this fight. You keep doing what you're doing, and you got this in the bag. Just keep doing exactly what you do. Deep breath for me, all right? Take it in.
Smokin's pitching a shutout right now on Teddy's scorecard. First three rounds all going on his side of the ledger. Pearson's trying to steady himself in this round after being knocked down in the previous round. Teddy, how much can really happen in those 60 seconds? How much of a benefit is it to a damaged fighter?
Well, a lot has to happen. First of all, physically, you have to reinvigorate the guy. You know, maybe massage the legs a little bit. Most importantly, get some ice on the back of his neck. You know, get that blood flow going a little bit. Make sure that you revive him a little bit. Get him back to feeling like he's ready to go out there.
Need to keep that head.
He takes a shot and then commits to giving one right back.
Come on, Kim, pump the body.
Good accuracy with that uppercut. Smokin's nose is bloodied up. Who knows how that started right there, but the bottom line is he's got to deal with it. Halfway through round number four. Well off the mark by the hitman. Comes right back at him with a left hand. Smokin's putting his punches together now. That's a nice combination. Good job fighting from the outside. Parries that punch intended for the head. Pearson's lack of defense right now is showing up. His opponent's scoring with the right hand consistently.
Yes, he's found the target for that early on, and he's just staying with it. Nothing fancy.
Get in there!
10 seconds to go in the fourth. And round four comes to an end. Well, we've seen this before, a fighter with a bad cut, and sometimes a fighter that now has a much greater sense of urgency.
Yeah, right now, if he was gambling, he was in a casino, he's rolling the dice, he's hoping to come up with seven.
Listen, I'm not gonna stand here and watch you take those shots, you understand me? Let's see some defense and more punches. You have to double jab, all right? Just time it. Every time.
They are back to action here, but that action has only favored one man. Completely one-sided. Hard to see the scorecards coming into play here with how dominating he's been. And that has some fight to it, that right hand by Smokin.
Move.
Do you see any way in which he can take his opponent's aggression and turn it against him?
Yeah, the perfect way. I mean, boxing 101, counterpunching. You got a guy coming at you, no better way than to change his mind, make him miss.
Pearson hit by a right hand. Teddy, he's wobbling. Oh, wow! He never saw that coming. By a punch that came from out of left field.
That was like Halley's Comet. You won't be seeing that again for about 10 years.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's it. The fight is over. The Hitman's unable to beat the count. Knockout loss for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, by way of knockout, your
winner by knockout. Now, I think he was headed towards a decision win anyways, but what a good way to just put a stamp on his evening.
Yeah, bring down the curtain and make sure that more people are going to be talking about you when they leave the arena tonight.
For Teddy Atlas, I'm Joe Tessitore saying thanks for being with us.
The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.